The son of a founder of the militant Islamist group Hamas in the West Bank was a longtime informant for the Israeli security agency, the Shin Bet. The son of Sheikh Hassan Youssef converted to Christianity, moved to California, and has written a book about his work as an undercover agent for Israel. The Israeli paper Haaretz has a magazine article about this week. It's by Avi Issacharoff, and he joins us from Israel. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And tell us about Mossab Hassan Youssef and how he became an informant for the Shin Bet, for the Israeli security force, after he was interrogated by the Israelis?
Interrogated and tortured, actually, by the Israelis. But then when he was in prison for 16 months, he witnessed torturing that Hamas's prisoners did to other Palestinian prisoners inside jail. And I think that affected his decision not to work with Hamas anymore. Outside of prison, when he was released, actually, his intelligence officer was very nice to him, and Mossab was surprised from this behavior and got more and more curious. And, Mossab found himself slowly becoming a real agent.
And what did Israel gain from him? What's an example of something that they knew or did because of the informing of Mossab Hassan Youssef?
One day around 2002, he was in his house and he heard a knock at the door. He opened the door and saw two men. Those two men told him that they are looking for Sheikh Hassan Youssef because their connection man was lost and they didn't know who to approach to, and they heard about this sheikh, so they came to his house. They told Mossab the story that there are five young people that are coming from Jordan in order to do suicide attack. So what Mossab did is actually told them, look, I'm going to take care of you. He took the five of them, gave them enough money in order to stay in one of the places in Ramallah, and of course then called the Shin Bet and asked them to arrest those five people.
And that story somehow didn't make it back to Jordan, that this was not a good guy to stop and ask for help from.
Actually, it did, and that brought to a huge operation in which that was kind of a very clever move from Mossab and from his operator. First of all, what they did is to release one of the five. One was shot during the arrest attempt and he got killed, so we had four left. One of the four, they released to Jordan back. The rest of the three thought that the fourth one was actually the one that gave the information about them. Now, this was stage A. Stage B, in order to clean his name, they planned a kind of a huge military operation in Ramallah. And the purpose of this operation for the army, the definition was to arrest Mossab Youssef. And they sent some special forces, troops, undercover units, choppers, tanks, armed vehicles, everything in order to catch Mossab Youssef. And they even shot at the house a missile. They shot at the house from their machine guns and everything. And all this time, of course, Mossab Youssef was in a complete other place, sitting safely in his safe house in Ramallah. And while he's watching this on TV, of course, the people are hearing the voices that the army is calling to Mossab Youssef to get out of the house with his hands on his head. And that, of course, created a kind of a very big wanted terrorist image to Mossab Youssef.
Since Haaretz published this article, or the beginnings of it, has Hamas said anything? Have they commented on Mossab Hassan Youssef?
Well, Hamas and the father, Sheikh Hassan Youssef, both of them denied their report and said that this is part of the Zionist propaganda against the Palestinian people.
Now, when you met Mossab Hassan Youssef, the news was at that time, a couple of years ago, he had converted to Christianity. Is this his motivation? Is he now a very religious Christian?
He is a very religious Christian, actually, and you can describe it as a kind of a personal crusade. He is going against the Islam, against the Hamas, against Allah, against the Quran, against everything that he was taught and trained to, and everything that he believed in once when he was a young man or a young kid. This is not a kind of a political issue for him between Israelis and Palestinians. This is a matter of civilizations or religions between Islam and the rest of the world.
Avi Issacharoff of the newspaper Haaretz in Israel, who has written about Mossab Hassan Youssef, son of a founder of Hamas, who has written a book admitting that he was an informant for Israel. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
You're welcome.